Hollywood celebrities spend weekend attacking Trump over Iran bombing, impeach the Mutafeker. By Jerome Hudson on June 23, 2025. Some of Hollywood's most famous faces reacted with rage-filled social media posts to President Donald Trump's decision to bomb Iran's nuclear facilities, with many of the celebrities echoing Democrats calling for his impeachment. Rosie O'Donnell posted what looks like an AI-generated photo of a tiny President Trump sitting in Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's lap. The League of Our Own star captioned the post, saying "fucking war criminals. Hashtag impeach hashtag indict the motherfucker." Pop megastar and Wicked actress Ariana Grande shared a post from Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, calling for President Trump's impeachment. "The president's disastrous decision to bomb Iran without authorization is a grave violation of the Constitution and congressional war powers. He has impulsively risked launching a war that may ensnare us for generations. It is absolutely and clearly grounds for impeachment," Ox Post said. The Iranian regime's brutal reign spans decades, infamously holding 66 Americans hostage in November 1979. It has blatantly or indirectly facilitated the death of an estimated thousands of U.S. Armed Services members, and is the foremost fomenter of terrorism around the world. So, of course, actress Mia Farrow believes the Islamist state known for its death to America, death to Israel chance and pursuit of nuclear weapons was the victim of an unprovoked attack that should result in President Trump's impeachment. Unprovoked, without imminent threat, Trump attacked a country without consulting Congress. Impeach him. Mia Farrow, at miafarrow.bisky.social. June 22, 2025 at 11:46 a.m. Ethan Embry, known for his role in the slasher film classic Scream, blamed President Trump's voters after the strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities. 78 million fucking idiots in America brought us here. Ethan Embry, at ethanembry.bisky.social. June 21, 2025 at 8:01 p.m. Star Wars star Mark Hamill responded to the bombings with snark. 2 and a Half Men star John Cryer thinks the U.S. may have bombed France. While Star Trek star George Takei says bombing Iran was the Trump administration attempting to distract the world from its economic policies. "I hate when I go to bed early on a Saturday night and wake up Sunday morning only to discover we've gone to war in the Middle East without the consent of Congress." Mark Hamill, at markhamillofficial.bisky.social. June 22, 2025 at 5:56 p.m. "Considering how often he lies, we may well have bombed France." Image or embed. John Cryer, at merjohncryer.bisky.social. June 21, 2025 at 8:57 p.m. "Bombing Iran is a great way to distract from how your administration is bombing elsewhere." Image or embed. George Takei, at georgetakei.bisky.social. June 23, 2025 at 2:03 p.m. "Pop star Lizzo made the bombing of Iran's nuclear sites about the United States being a war-lusting nation from its founding. Just a reminder, they're not bombing for peace, they're bombing to assert dominance. War is never about what they say it is. It is always about money and who has the nuclear power. The U.S. is a military state. Ever since its creation in 1787, it's been designed for war. We've never known peace." Lizzo, at lizzobeating.bisky.social. June 23, 2025 at 12:17 p.m. John Cusack and Handmaid's Tale star Bradley Whitford see this all ending in a bloody war. "President Bone Spurs isn't afraid to put men and women who volunteer to serve in harm's way." Bradley Whitford, at bradleywhitford.bisky.social. June 22, 2025 at 12:35 a.m. Author Stephen King says all Trump wants is war. Trump apparently doesn't want commerce with other countries, just war. Stephen King, at stephenking.bisky.social. June 21, 2025 at 8:44 p.m. "Before Trump made the call to strike Iran, a majority of Americans said they supported such an action." Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome E. Hudson.